Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 5th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's once again a cloudy, overcast day here where we live, but we express thanks for God's gracious provision of rain and are actually looking for a break in the weather this afternoon. Today's message is titled, Oh, the Depths. Listen as Brooksine reads the powerful scripture text from Romans 11, verse 33.
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
How rich are you today when it comes to worldly wealth? I suspect among our listeners and readers, we differ considerably, since these messages are delivered all over the world to followers of Christ in a variety of circumstances. How we perceive our worldly wealth is quite relative. Most readers, including myself, are in the top 10%. An interesting website I came across, and I have the link on the post today, allows you to type in your annual income and see just how you rate in comparison to the rest of the globe. The site explains the tendency to gauge just how rich we are by looking upwards at those who have more of this world's goods, which can make us actually feel quite poor. Rather, we should look around and consider the many who have far, far less than us for a proper perspective on just how wealthy we really are.
But today we want to share a message focusing on the greatest source of wealth we all may share in, regardless of where we live, the language we speak, our ethnic background, or the degree of our earthly wealth.
Riches, of course, can describe wealth, money, possessions, or abundance. But Paul is obviously not speaking of worldly riches in our daily text, but rather he is speaking of spiritual riches, similar to his sentiment expressed in Ephesians 1, verse 7, where he writes, In him, he's speaking of Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. Worldly riches are visible to others, while spiritual riches are embedded in the believing human heart.
The first 11 chapters of Romans is steeped with deep theological teaching that Paul has recorded as a foundation for understanding our life in Christ. He then moves from the theological to the practical in the next section, and of course we know it as Romans 12, as he gives guidelines for living as a redeemed people in a sin-filled world.
But before he closes the theological section, he seems to step back and examine God's work and makes the powerful acclamation in our daily verse, beginning with that phrase, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Many commentators consider this verse, the next three, a doxology. In my personal study, when I read it, I try to read it aloud, and Brooksine will in a moment in prayer as well, as Paul might have expressed it, particularly in light of the material that precedes it. We will close our message today with this particular portion of Scripture as a prayer of praise to God for his wisdom and foreknowledge and his incomprehensible plan for our lives. He governs the universe and our lives in his perfect wisdom and vast knowledge. We cannot fully understand, but we can fully trust his plan and provision for our lives each day. To do so is to experience true wealth.
Let's pray together, and this is Romans 11, 33 to 36, though it's just slightly adapted so that we can make it a prayer today. Father, I am in awe of the depth of your riches, both of wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable are your judgments, and unfathomable your ways. For who has known your mind, Lord, or who has been your counselor, or who has ever given to you, Father, that you should repay him? For from you, and through you, and to you are all things. To you be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. We encourage you to look up that passage. Indeed, she did change some of the pronouns to make it work as a prayer. It is a powerful portion of Scripture, and thank the Lord for the wealth we have in Christ as believers. And again, regardless of where you live and the circumstances that you're dealing with right now, may God help you to understand how blessed we are and the riches we have in Christ. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages each weekday morning and archive them as well. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, May 5th, 2009. We do have a couple of suggested song resources today, including one based entirely on today's scripture from the Integrity Scripture Memory Series. And you can merely click on the link and it will open up a page that I have embedded it on and play the song. We have been enriched for many years now by this particular series that takes the words of Scripture and puts them to music, and we've thus been able to learn a lot of Scripture that way. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and to recognize how blessed we are in Christ. Amen.